Hello everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by new donations. In a video I did a while back called Ladies in Spain Have Gone Insane, I spoke about a new app that the Spanish government was developing that people would use to log their cleaning in the household. The government would then make sure that the men were doing their fair share of housework because women there were complaining that men were lazy. I brought up how I find that women make a much bigger mess than most men and then complain about having to clean it up by themselves when they were the ones that did it in the first place. When I first lived out on my own without a girlfriend or my mother around, I finally realized that keeping a place neat and tidy wasn't all that hard. I figured out that women enjoy making a mess for some reason. I've run into two archetypes of women in my life, the super clean and the super messy. I tried turning two extremely messy women into clean and organized ones. Again, they tend to either be neat freaks and traditional and are always on men's case for being messy, or their living space is a total disaster and often they're being judged by the men in their lives. A messy Molly might compromise while she's in a relationship, but the moment she gets out on her own again, she'll go back to default mode. I think what they do is temporarily mirror a man's behavior. I cleaned up the living space of one woman that I was dating, and thought I'd get a thank you, and yet she said she didn't like it clean because now it looked boring. She was insinuating that it was better if her place looked like a bomb had gone off. Now that can be advantageous under the right circumstances. About a year ago, I started building two massive Lego cities, and I learned something about productivity when it comes to creativity. I had about 10 different miniature buildings surrounding my workplace in various stages of construction. When I finally created a dedicated area and another room with massive tables to put everything on, my productivity fell off. I need to be surrounded by inspirational beauty and projects looking me in the face, almost asking to be completed. A lot of artist studios are a complete mess, and even Einstein's office, the day after he died, they found it in a state of organized chaos, filled with half-finished projects or multiple projects in various states of completion. Jordan Peterson talking about cleaning your room is not a good thing if you're a creative person. Funny enough, Peterson's whole house is cluttered in Soviet and native art pieces, so it's a little bit of do as I say and not as I do. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women making a mess and then complaining when men won't help them clean it up, Clown World Show. I grew up with a traditional Eastern European mother, and that was the case for many of my friends from the same or similar backgrounds. And they would say their mothers would spend 4 or 5 hours in the kitchen each day, and complain about being there all day cooking, but they wouldn't actually make all that much food. I think it was just used to stir up drama, that they were suffering cooking and in front of a hot stove all day and that you needed to help them. It was also a shit test and they wanted to make you feel sympathy for their plight because then it means that you actually love them. Another part of women's mess is makeup, especially if it's left out and covered in layers of dust, usually because there's no way to put that makeup away. Hair clips also being left all over my car were also annoying. I think it was a way for women to mark their territory, so if you were cheating on another woman, that woman would find the clip and put 1 plus 1 together. Another thing I learned was that women that were raised by mothers that were dirty and unorganized and didn't learn to clean up after themselves seemed to be stuck in that mode well into adult life. No matter how much I tried to help them get into cleaning up after themselves, they never would. It's similar to that old line, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Just like you can't turn a slob into a housewife either. They're either raised with those qualities or they aren't. So if you're thinking of finding a woman that's a slob and teaching her to clean up after herself, good luck with that. With us men, I would say that we are messier when it comes to hygiene for the most part. That's because we tend to be human doings instead of human beings. Our value is in what we produce and not necessarily in our physical maintenance like it is with women. What I always found fascinating is that many women would be complete slobs in their environment, but their looks and physical appearance, or the effort they put into that, was actually absolutely perfect. They, of course, are human beings and their value comes from simply existing. Plus, why wouldn't many of them be slobs today when most men are willing to accept them that way? Trying to clean up after a messy woman that keeps making a mess faster than you can clean it up is one of the things that drives me up the wall. And it's one of the main reasons I left my longest relationship, because I couldn't live in chaos and no man should. I have to admit that these days I'm probably the messiest I've been in my entire life. Most of that is just dust gathering for a few months, or various pieces of Lego, as I now probably have 200,000 or 300,000 pieces. Plus, I'm going to have to figure out how to keep the Lego City dusted. Probably a mini vacuum cleaner that's handheld. But getting back to who's messier, all the proof you really need is by asking a janitor that cleans both male and female public bathrooms. Studies have found that women's bathrooms are filled with more germs than men's, but that only 66% of men wash their hands compared to 88% of women after they use the public restroom. When it comes to smell, however, urine leaves an odor and women win in that department because they don't sprinkle when they tinkle. They often have to ask men at home to be a sweetie and wipe the seedy if they don't put down the toilet seat when they're taking aim. But overall, the janitors say that women's are messier. As for making a mess while cooking, I don't have time to make a mess. But I've known many women that would grab fridge doors with dirty hands and eventually layers of sticky stuff would build to the handles. That was my experience using a fridge with a girlfriend that had roommates. I've seen women pack for vacation and just grab dirty clothes by the handful off the floor of their bedroom and fill their suitcase with it. No folding to save space or organization of any kind. It would be interesting to work at an airport doing x-rays of women's bags. From personal experience, the bags will either be super organized or super messy. Nothing in between. Also, I mentioned that cleaning app in Spain, but it makes me wonder how cleanliness will be measured. Will it be based on what the eye sees or invisible bacteria? Again, a lot of guys shared similar stories about women in that video, so that's why I want to bring up this topic. That's about all I got to say on it, though. I want to close out this video by discussing what I'm most likely going to do with my Sandman channel with 200,000 subscribers. I've been debating deleting all my 3,000 plus videos and starting all over again, and being monetized. YouTube already won't let people sort through my videos by oldest and newest, and the oldest ones don't get into the search results all that much, and the only old ones people can see rarely are the ones that are most viewed. So I'm thinking I'm going to give the Sandman 2 channel time to grow, about 6 to 8 months to get the views up to 8 to 10,000 views per new video. And if that doesn't happen, then I'll have to go ahead with my plan. The plan could be to take down the old videos and simply re-release them. What's old is new again. Nothing is lost because I have 3,000 plus scripts to put out again. I have everything meticulously backed up and typed up. The content is already technically lost right now if people can't find it on my channel unless they scroll through thousands of videos. I could even release 3 or 4 old videos on my main Sandman channel each and every single day. Maybe just even plain old re-releases without re-recording them or anything. If I do 3 a day, I have enough content for 3 years to 4 years, and that would pretty much boost my income and get me into between 50 to 100,000 a year from that on ads alone. If you're listening to this on my main Sandman channel, then I'm going to ask you to subscribe over on the Sandman 2 channel, because that's probably how most of my new content will be posted on YouTube. If not, you might be in for a rude awakening one day. I know I can definitely get another $60 or $70 a day easily from that ad revenue. I could even do text-to-speech. I haven't decided yet. But how is anyone supposed to find content that I made 10 years ago now on YouTube if YouTube buries it? It's been demoted in search and you can't even find it on the page unless you scroll through thousands of videos. And no one was going to do that. Right now on my main YouTube page, all you can do is see the most listed ones under the popular tab. I've had people ask me to put things in playlists, but really how am I supposed to sort through 3,000 plus videos and put them in those playlists? There's a lot of great content there that can be rehashed and lots of it is hilarious, and if I re-record it, then it gives me a chance to go through the best of it and compile the best lines into that book playlist that I've been working on. Again, let me know in the comments what you guys think I should be doing. Remember that I'm pretty much at the point where I realize that my channel is not going to be a financial grand slam like Bitcoin or tech stocks. But should I really be leaving that much money on the table instead of taking advantage of the traffic I can get? Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you don't want to be smashing a woman in her bed and get stuck in the back by the fork she left there from last night's meal. True story, that happened to me. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that have bedrooms that look like a bomb went off. And when you do them a favor and clean them up, you're disrespected away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.